Give me a scripture for that.
I don't know.
You come on. Give me a scripture. You have your Bible right there.
Well, there's got to be a scripture for that.
All right, go ahead.
Isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Who knows one? Emo's telling us that we have to be able to support. Buy pizza 7 times a week. McDonald's breakfast 5 times a week. There is a verse in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 5. And verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Guys, are you prepared and ready to provide for your home? Emo's telling us that's a very important. It's one of the responsibilities we have to be ready to get involved in a relationship. Are you ready to provide and open your pocketbook?
So what you're saying is this. Finish school and get a job. Is that the first thing?
Get a job.
Get a job. A real one. And then you can get a life after that. Finish school. Finish college. Get a job. And all of these things shall be added unto you. That's the first thing, young man, you have to do. Finish with school and get a job. That's the first thing. So at the meantime, what am I going to do? I mean, I'm still in high school, so I have 4, 5, 6, 7 years for college or whatever it is. Am I going to be for 4, 6, 7 years without a girlfriend? Come on, they're going to laugh at me. What am I going to do in those 6 and 7 years? I come to Grove City, I go to the winter conference, I go to the camps, I do all of these things, and there are young sisters that are nice, they're nice looking, they're spiritual, they cover their heads. I talk to them on instant messages all the time. Some of them have their MySpace thing, which I wish they will just kill it completely and don't put anything in there. And we talk to each other, and things are nice. So what do you want me to do? For 6, 7 years, until I get a job, am I just going to hang like that, dry? Help me, Tony.
Coming to you in a second. So, Brother Amo, what you're saying is that the Scripture says, for everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. See, we aren't saying, young people, that you're not going to be interested in one another. We're not saying that we want you to be abnormal, because even if we ask you to do that, you can't do that. But what we're trying to tell you is that for everything, there's a season. You know, there's a saying that if you put the cart before the horse, you're going to find yourself in trouble. If you are trying to handle mature adult matters and you are not ready for it, you get yourself in trouble. Dinah found herself in a situation that was not a good environment for her to be in, and we want to place some responsibility on Dinah, and then there was a responsibility we place on the person who forced himself upon her. But as a young lady, there are certain places you ought to go and certain places you ought not to go. As a young man, there are places you should find yourself and there are places you should not find yourself. But when you put things out of order, I think there was a school, I was reading about this some years ago, and the school was trying to promote abstinence. And what they did with a particular class is they brought in doll babies, and they had students walking around with them throughout the day to let young men and young ladies know what was involved with taking care of a child when you were yourself still a child. And it became a burden. And in life, what you find is that if you move and put the cart in front of the horse and you have a child and you're 16 or 17, when your friends want to go to do something, well, you now have a responsibility in that being that child. But if you wait and you recognize that in God's time, He will provide for you the very best mate, and that mate and yourself, you get married, and the Lord blesses you with a child. When that child comes, you're finished with your teenage years. You're finished with kicking a ball and hanging out. You now say, listen, I have a job, I have a wife, I have responsibility, and I am mentally, physically, spiritually prepared to handle that responsibility. So is that what you're talking about, brother?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to wait. And while we're waiting, we are not just going to be an isolated people. Everyone out of all of you going to be sitting in his corner and having a veil on his face so he would not look at the other person next to him. Not at all. I want you to hang around each other in a group. So if there are 70 young sisters in here, young men, you have 76 girlfriends. Can't get better than that. They're all your friends. They're all your sisters. You are together in a group. Because what happened is this in practicality. I have seen many of you. Friday comes and the whole world is collapsing. Because I have my eyes on this young man the whole time. He didn't even look at me. I'm going home. My whole world is collapsing. I'm going to start school again. What am I going to do with my life? And the young man comes. Some of you have tears. I know it. I sat with you. What am I going to do? I can't go home like that. And I go home and I pray. I said, Lord, please help them. The following year, I'm coming and I'm watching. Oh, now what? What's going to happen? They're not even looking at that person that they were crying about the year before. Because you, when you are 15 and 16 and 17 and 18 and 19, your body's growing. Your brain is growing. You're emotionally changing. Well, some of you get hooked with somebody. And then what happened? Things don't work out. And you break up. And there is an emotional scar that sometimes it doesn't heal. And it takes a long time to heal. Save yourself from all of this trouble. Hang around all of them in a group. Play together in a group. Talk to each other in a group. And say to yourself, they're all my sisters. And say to yourself, they're all my brothers. And then what am I going to do? Keep waiting and keep waiting and keep waiting. Let me give you another example of another young lady. I gave you the first young lady that went out on a date and caused havoc.